The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. Good evening and welcome to the show. The Creator has said to those who do not believe, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me in heaven when they do not believe that I exist? He said to those that do believe, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me in this life and have not proven to me that they can be trusted. This program is the third portion of my teaching on worship. And regarding worship, the Creator has said, worship relies on the right heart attitude and appropriate words with anointed music. In the last two programs, in the first program, we had a fairly detailed discussion of the principles behind worship and various guidelines as to how one could get the most out of worship, seeing worship as a form of making love to your Father in heaven, to the Almighty. The second program, I went through a number of my most favorite worship songs and commented on the words and the significance of those words as important and powerful prayers that would help one to grow closer to Father. Tonight I'm going to go through more examples of my selection of recommended worship songs. This collection of songs is available on my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. If you hover your mouse over the home button in the top left-hand corner of the menu, you will find a number of pages behind that, one of which is recommended worship. And on that, you will find the words that I'm going to share with you now, and you will find links to listen to the individual songs or to download the full set as a zip file. I strongly recommend that if you're serious about serving the Almighty, that you download these songs and pray, listen to them and sing along with them on a regular basis. In introducing this program on worship, I would like to remind you that if you're seeking to become a friend of the Almighty, you will worship at every possible opportunity. Who am I? My name is James Robertson. I have a PhD in engineering. I've been actively seeking to apply engineering principles to my relationship with the Almighty for over 25 years. Having had a dramatic experience 25 years ago when he spoke to me audibly and I knew that he was real, I knew that my life was a mess, that I was going in the wrong direction, and that I had to change direction. So for over 25 years, I've been actively seeking to draw close to him. And this radio program is to share with you some of the lessons that I've learned over those 25 years. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's my part-time ministry. You could call it a hobby. It's certainly takes a lot of my time. It's the organization that I use for delivering my message through internet publishing, through the websites, through email lists that I write to on a regular basis, through this radio program, and through a set of physical books that I'm in the process of collating and which should be published within a month or two. Please write to me if you would like copies. I can already send you the electronic copies. What's this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. In other words, the Creator desires friends. This program is intended to help those who listen to it to draw really close to the Almighty Creator, our Father in Heaven. You are the eternally self-existing. See the website www.endtimemeshuministries.org for more information. Some questions from last week's program. I shared in the introduction, first question, why did you consider killing yourself? I shared in the introduction last week that Father spoke to me audibly after I'd spent a day and a night considering suicide. I'd been in an intense and very passionate relationship with my secretary, who was another man's wife. The affair came out in the open. I had to say goodbye to her, discovered I was very deeply in love with her and I really didn't want to live without her. And so my wife kicked me out of the house and I was considering killing myself. I spent the whole night running strategic processes on my life. And early the next morning, the Almighty spoke to me audibly and said, "Phone Ian Peters, he has something you need." Ian led me back to the Almighty. And at that point, I realized that if I died then, I would have gone straight to hell, that my life was a mess, and that my understanding and the teachings of the church had led me in the wrong direction. I committed myself to serving the Almighty and began an intense program of prayer, Bible study, and worship, and generally seeking to get close to Him. Second question, how did you not go through with it? For the reasons I just mentioned, the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that there was a future for me. What brings a person to these actions? I think people contemplate suicide for any number of reasons. In this case, I was deeply in love with this woman who I could not have as my wife, and my marriage was a mess. And so it seemed that life without her was not worth living. I would certainly say to you, don't get into extramarital affairs. Either fix your marriage, and if you can't fix your marriage, get a divorce and find someone who it is legitimate to marry. Learn from your mistakes. Incidentally, Father is not as opposed to divorce as many people make out. Next question, how do we know the proper translation of the words? Well, that's a process that I've been through. I like to believe that the translations that I offer you are accurate and that you can use them with confidence. But at the end of the day, as I said in the last program, with any of these things, you have to turn to Father. Don't rely on other human beings. Build your relationship with Him. There's a document that I'll give you reference to at the end of this program with a whole lot of steps you can take to help you get close to Him. Final question, how do we know what to believe is possible? Well, you can read the Bible, that'll give you some idea. You can read some of my writings. There are many anointed books available. They all contain some measure of inaccuracy, but you can get some feel of what sort of experiences other people have had. It is possible to get highly anointed. It is possible to heal the sick, raise the dead. It is possible to have extreme intellectual wisdom. It's possible to have any number of gifts that are promised and that are described in various books. So again, draw on the writings and teachings of other people, but at the end of the day, you have to figure it out yourself. Recap on worship so far. Worship is making love to Father. Should be your constant practice. The anointing increases dramatically when you worship for a longer duration. There are some word substitutions that I recommend. Flow with the words and the anointing. Again, my collection of songs, www.endtimeissueministries.org. Behind the home tab in the top left-hand corner of the menu is a page with recommended worship and downloads of the songs. And remember, a friend worships at every possible opportunity. Some word substitutions that are recommended. Jesus should not be used at all in worship. You should not be worshiping Jesus. You should not be exalting Jesus. You should not be talking about Jesus. If you've learned that Jesus' real name is Yeshua, you should also not be worshiping Yeshua. Yeshua is a prophet, a man. I've given two teachings on that a few weeks ago. Email me if you want the details or check on the W4CY website. Nowhere, at no time, should you be worshiping Jesus. God is the name of a pagan deity. Substitute for it with Yah or with El, as fits the best with the music. The Lord is an accurate translation of the pagan satanic name Baal. Substitute for the Lord and Lord with Yahweh or Yahweh or Yah, as best fits the music. If you listen to the first teaching on worship, you will find more information on these words. As far as I'm concerned, those three substitutions are non-negotiable if you're serious about serving our Almighty Father in heaven. I'm not particularly musical. I sing along with the songs, and I just substitute these words where necessary in the songs. In the words that I'll use in this teaching, you'll find the substitutions, and also in the document on recommended worship. Other words that are commonly used but have pagan origins and should be substituted with Hebrew words that are more accurate: holy. The Hebrew word commonly translated holy is kodesh, kodesh. It means set apart, separated. Glory, the Hebrew word commonly translated glory, should be commonly kabad in Hebrew, or esteem. References to the Lamb in worship or references to Yeshua, that should be avoided. Substitute with Yahweh. The recordings that I've presented on the website have had key phrases that are really off the mark deleted. So for tonight, the first song, Soften My Heart, Yah. Important words and an important principle. To ask Father Yah to soften one's heart so that one is more teachable by him and better able to hear him and obey him. The words go, soften my heart, Yah. I want to meet you here. Soften my heart, Yah. Tender me with tears, for your presence is beyond anything I could desire. Soften my heart, Yah. Consume me with your Kodesh fire. Really, really important principle. I have sung all of these songs probably literally thousands of times. I believe that a lot of the reason why people experience me the way that some of them say that they do experience me, part of the reason why I have gotten reasonably close to Father is because I have sung this particular song so many times and continue to sing it. We harden our hearts to deal with all the things that happen in life, and that gets in the way of hearing Father. It gets in the way of getting to a deep relationship with him. I cannot recommend this song enough. Just sing it and sing it and sing it. Pray it as a prayer. Song continues. Soften my heart, Yah. I have made a choice. Soften my heart, Yah. I want to hear your voice. For your presence is beyond anything I could desire. Soften my heart, Yah. Consume me with your Kodesh fire. So we see here an important principle. The more your heart is softened, the more readily you will hear Father's voice. also see that softening of the heart is a choice. You can choose to hold on to your hard worldly heart, or you can choose to let Yah soften your heart. Understand that you can't yourself soften your heart. You can soften your attitude, you can change your views, you can change your attitude to get closer to Him. But ultimately, He needs to do the work. And so you want to keep praying this. You want to keep giving Him permission to mold you and shape you and change you. I've said before, and I say again, worship is a spiritual thing. Don't worship with your head. Don't worship with your intellect. Worship with your heart. Worship with your spirit. Don't try and understand the words intellectually. One of the worst things you can do is to try and memorize words, any words relating to Father. Don't memorize songs. I've listened to these songs, as I say, literally thousands of times. I'm not sure that I could sit down and write out the words for any one of these songs. I worship in my spirit. I pray in my spirit. I sing from my spirit. I don't intellectually engage with the words. I listen to the words and I sing along with them. It's so important. The same goes to reading whatever anointed writings you may be reading, whether it's the Bible or some book. Don't read with your intellect. Read with your spirit. The next song, Yah, We Proclaim Your Mighty Power. It's very important to ask Father Yah to release His power and His presence on us and in us on an ongoing basis. It's the anointing of the Spirit of Yah that gives us wisdom, that gives us strength, that enables believers to pray and heal people. If you read about the mighty exploits of people in the Bible, all of that takes place through the anointing of the Spirit of Yah on those people. I'm not saying for a moment that you necessarily will ever get to a place of raising the dead or parting the Red Sea or whatever, but you can get an anointing to help you in your work, to help you in your life, and it is not beyond the bounds of possibility that you may get to a place where you raise the sick and raise the dead and heal the sick. I met a few years ago a woman who regularly healed the sick and who had raised about 18 people from the dead. She didn't physically raise them from the dead. The anointing on her raised the people from the dead. But it's through singing songs like this again in the spirit. The words go, Yah, we proclaim you now and your mighty power and your awesome majesty. Yah, come upon us now and release your power and let your presence fall. O Yah, release your power and let your presence fall. When you sing a song like this, put your arms up high, put your hands in the air. You may walk around, but you might stand with your legs slightly parted so that you've got a firm posture and put your hands up, and you may well feel something that feels a bit like an electric current flowing down your arms and into your body and possibly down your legs, and you may feel heavy, that your legs begin to buckle under the weight of the anointing. I'm not saying that that's guaranteed again, but these are things that can happen. If you really are a committed believer, if you really are doing everything you can to get close to Father, expect Him to touch you in mighty ways. He wants to touch you. Give Him the opening to do so. Another song, Where Does My Help Come From? This is an important declaration of dependence on our Almighty Father for guidance and help. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from you, Maker of Heaven, Creator of the Earth. Oh, how I need you, Yah. You are my only hope. You're my only prayer. So I will wait for you to come and rescue me. Come and give me life. Again, powerful words. Don't get distracted by the mountains. It's actually irrelevant. Basically, what the psalmist is saying is that his help is not coming from the mountains. His help is coming from the Creator. If you really want to get close to Father, seek to come to a place where you desperately realize that you need Him in your life, where you desperately realize that you need His guidance, desperately need His wisdom. Singing songs like this will help you to come to that. Grasp the fact that as you sing, that your help comes from Father. He wants to help you. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in health. He wants you to have a job that you enjoy doing. He wants you to have an impact on the world. He wants you to have an impact in your community. He wants to be part of your life in every possible way. And in fact, as I've said before, He wants to be your friend. He wants you to help you to be the best you that you can possibly be. Singing songs like those that I'm talking you through at the moment can help you to get there. Another song that's on the list of recommended songs, Heaven Come Down Tonight. This is another song that calls for the presence of the Father to fall on us. It's largely metaphor, so I'm not going to quote the words. The version for download is highly anointed. The principle of being broken with grief and repentance for our sins is also most important. So there are two categories of songs broadly, or there may be three categories of songs in this collection. The one category is just songs of praise and worship, making love to Father. Another is prayers like Soften My Heart, Yah. And the third is songs which don't really make a lot of sense but are highly anointed. In other words, when you worship with listening to those songs, the Spirit of the Almighty will potentially come on you and strengthen you. So really encourage you to go all out to listen to these songs. Another song in the same genre, strongly anointed, also largely metaphor. If you cannot identify with the words, just listen, raise your hands to Father, close your eyes, and receive whatever there is for you to receive. Don't get into condemnation if nothing happens, and at the same time, don't give up if nothing happens. And if you start getting tingly, if the sensations in your body are strange, just receive it, just flow with it. As I say, you may start with something that feels like an electric current in your hands, down your arms, into your whole body. Your body may become heavy. You may even fall over. The presence of the Almighty may be so strong. Such an important principle that you just immerse yourself in worship of Father. Let Him move in your life in whatever way He wants to move. Part of worship is about putting yourself in a place to receive from Him spiritually. Another part of that is praying the right prayers. I've done a teaching on prayer, giving you a whole collection of prayers that I found to be powerful and effective. Again, pray those prayers with your spirit, not with your understanding. Don't try and memorize them. You may come to remember them if you pray them regularly, but that is not a prerequisite. Again, you want your spirit to remember, not your intellect to remember. I found when I was writing that teaching on prayer that often I had to sort of close my eyes and pray the prayer because in my understanding, in my intellect that was writing the article, I couldn't remember exactly the words that I typically used. So please understand that Father is spirit. He interacts with us at a spiritual level, and a key part of drawing close to Him is to receive from Him on a spiritual level. Please do not get stuck in intellectual analysis, etc. Pray in the Spirit, receive in the Spirit, worship in the Spirit. The next song, There's No One Like You. These are important words and an important declaration. Take this to heart and pray it as you sing it, as a clear statement of commitment and dedication, as well as of esteem and worship towards your Father in heaven. So the words go, there's no one like you, my Al. The song actually says, Lord, I've substituted with El, which means my beloved, mighty one, because Yahweh or Yah doesn't fit with the music. You're talking, using just another name that applies to the same being. Words carry on. No one could take your place. My heart beats to worship you. I live just to seek your face. There's no one like you, my El. No one could take your place. There's no one like you, my El. No one like you. So this is real worship. This is praising Father, worshiping Father, telling him how much you love him. Absolutely vital that one prays prayers like this, that one sings songs like this. Again, pray with your spirit, sing with your spirit. And focus on Father, focus on bringing him joy, focus on making him happy, let him know how much you love him. So, so important. Continues, you are my El. El instead of God, God being a pagan word, you should avoid El, meaning my beloved, mighty one. You are my El. You're everything to me. There's no one like you, my El. No one like you. There's no one like you, my El. No one could take your place. I long to see your presence, Yah. To serve you is my reward. There's no one like you, my El. No one could take your place. There's no one like you, my El. No one like you. When you first encounter this song and songs like it, you may find it quite foreign, quite strange. If you're committed to serving Father, just sing it. Take the words on board. Immerse yourself in the song. Immerse yourself in the words. And just sing it. And even if you battle initially, if you really love him and you want to please him and you want to worship him, in other words, you want to make love to him in a beautiful, touching way, then sing the song. And the more you sing it, the more it will grow on you, the more you will walk in what you're singing. You're not going to have, in most cases, a lightning flash, total change experience. Yes, there are people who've had such experiences, and no, the vast majority of people do not have that sort of experience. The vast majority of people grow slowly and without dramatic experiences. Don't get focused on going for a thrill. Get focused on getting close to him and serving him and worshiping him and praising him and loving him. Next song, Awesome Yah. The chorus is pretty repetitive. It's an important declaration. Once you come to really grasp the power and authority of the Almighty in the universe, if you've just come to this, you may find this difficult because there really is little evidence that he's awesome on earth today. This is a consequence of the contest between Yah and Satan that prevents Yah from acting freely on earth. Have a look at the website. There's a tab on the menu called The Contest. It will tell you much more about what I'm talking about. The song goes, my Yah is an awesome God. My God is an awesome God. That's not correct. First of all, God is a pagan word, so don't use it. So I've substituted my Yah, or my El, is the awesome El. Yah is not an awesome El. He's not one of many awesome Els. He is the awesome El. He is the only awesome El. He's the only awesome mighty one. He's the only awesome God, if you insist on using that word. So I sing, my Yah is the awesome El. And the more you concentrate on that, the more you realize how powerful he is. And as you get to grow with him, as you get to have experiences of him, as you get to know him, as you get to hear his voice, you will become more and more aware that he is awesome. Just contemplate the universe. Contemplate the complexity and sophistication and beauty and intricacy of the whole creation on earth, of all the different plants and the animals. Just have a look at all the different fruits, all the different flowers, all the different trees, all the different animals, and just see how awesome he is in his creative power and the intellect that he's brought to bear and the wonderful creativity that he's brought to bear. So he is the awesome one, not an awesome one. The next song, You Are My Hiding Place. This is an important statement of position relative to the Almighty, sung with trust and belief, in other words, faith, that Father will lead you to that place. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of Yahuwah. Another important song, another important principle. Father will strengthen you, and I don't mean that in a strong arm bullying way. I mean that in the sense of strengthening you to live your life in a productive and an effective way, to serve him and to do what he wants you to do. You are my hiding place. You want to get to a place where turning to him is where you want to be. I generally, when I go to bed, tuck myself under the covers and just say a few words to Father about the day. And in a sense, there is my hiding place. I talk to him. It's difficult to put this into words. These things are so little understood. It's so challenging to articulate, but so important. Continuing the words, you are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of Yahuwah. I will trust in you. Trust, faith. Faith has got pagan connotations. So I prefer to use emunah, meaning faith, trust, and belief. Trust Father. Choose to believe that he wants to be your friend. Choose to believe he wants to be close to you. It's so important to understand. And as I described in the first couple of teachings of this program, which, as I've said before, you can either email me for or you can go on the W4CY website to get back issues. You need to really walk in faith. Sorry, I lost my point there. The world is a messed up, muddled up place. Satan has corrupted it way beyond anything that Father envisaged. Men are corrupt. The planet is messed up as a result of the devastation during the thing that we referred to as the flood, which was actually a collision with an ice comet. We don't know what Father is like in the world today. We can't see him for much of the time in the world today, unless you really look at the fine details of the created beings and plants and animals, etc., that I've spoken about. But he is awesome. He is loving. He's kind. He will deliver you from whatever you're going through now if you will get close to him. Next song, Come and Fill Me Up. I can feel you flowing through me. Kodesh Spirit, come and fill me up. Come and fill me up. Love and mercy fill my senses. I'm thirsty for your presence, Yah. Come and fill me up. Important song from the point of view of getting filled with Father's Spirit. Invite him to fill you. Invite him to come to a level of anointing where you do feel him flowing through me. And you might sing this song and the other songs that I've mentioned once and immediately feel the anointing. You might never feel the anointing. It doesn't matter. Sing the song. Put your arms in the air and receive whatever there is for you to receive from him. Many people have a physical sensation of the anointing, and many people don't. There's no right or wrong answer. There's no right or wrong experience. But sing the song anyway and invite him to fill you. The piece about love and mercy fill my senses is an important principle. You want him to fill you in every way. You want to experience his love, and you want his love to come through you. The words continue. Yah, let your mercy wash away all of my sin. Fill me completely with your love once again. I need you, I want you. I love your presence. I need you, I want you. I love your presence. So important. Father wants us to walk above sin, without sin. And this is a really important song from that point of view. Wash away all of my sin. Let your mercy wash away all of my sin. Cry out to him to help you get free of sin. Ask him for mercy and grace to show you your sin and what you need to confess, what you need to repent of, what you need to deal with in order to come to a place where you're free of sin. In order to be free of sin, you have to seek all truth. You need to pray the prayers, and there's quite a lot of this in the teachings on prayer, and a couple of the other teachings also address this, and I'll hopefully talk about it more in the messages to come. Let your mercy wash away all of my sin. If you're singing the song on a daily basis, praying this prayer on a daily basis, there will come a change in your life. It may be imperceptible, but you will look back a few years after you start singing the song, and you will have changed in a measurable way that you will be able to see that you've changed. Fill me completely with your love once again. I need you. I want you. I love your presence. Again, worship him. Tell him you love him. Tell him you want to be filled with his Spirit. And sing this again and again and again and again and again, and you will change. Next song, Let Me Burn with Kodesh Fire, or Holy Fire. Another important song about being filled with and led by the Spirit of Almighty and being set apart to serve him. Words go, Let me burn with Kodesh Fire, marked by purpose and desire. Set apart unto your name, my life, my heart, my strength you claim. Now in your separateness or holiness I see intense desire calling me. Away from that possessed my soul, you have captured me and made me whole. It is possible to burn with the Spirit of the Almighty, the fire of the Almighty Spirit. That may be a feeling of burning that you actually physically experience, or it may be a purely a spiritual burning that you will not necessarily feel very much, but you can ask him to burn out the dross, the chaff, and purify you, refine you. Marked by purpose and desire, you want to come to a place where you have a strong and resolute purpose in serving Father and a deep desire to serve Him. Set apart unto your name. The word Kodesh could accurately be translated set apart. So this song says, let me burn with holy or Kodesh fire, set apart unto your name. Part of growing in relationship with Father is that you will become, if you pray these prayers, set apart, separated. You will have less and less to do with the world. You will find most of what you find on television, in the newspapers, in books, of absolutely no interest to you. You would rather be worshipping. You would rather be doing His work. You would rather be reading books about Him, growing in your relationship with Him. If you really, really want to become His friend, you need to separate yourself from a lot of what happens in the world. Continues, Kodesh, 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 Yah, El, Almighty, I adore. Your Kabod now my eyes can see. You're the King who reigns in majesty. One Kodesh passion now I know, as to a ruined world I go, to kindle fire, spread a flame that will reveal your Kodesh name. Again, tell Him you adore Him. Tell Him you want to be separated to Him, set apart. Part of becoming His friend is that you do separate yourself from the world. You may be in the world, but you're not of the world. You may engage with the world for your work, so you have a secular job which provides you with your income. Just incidentally on that, in the present age, for those people who are really serving Father, the whole thing of professional priests and pastors and what have you is not necessarily the way Father wants you to be. A lot of what this is about is just getting close to Him. Yes, if you have a shepherd's heart and you want to build a community, an assembly, a congregation, by all means, check in with Father and see if that's what He wants you to do. But do not get into a place of ruling the sheep. I'm of the opinion that right now, if you're really seeking Father, He would much rather that you engaged in what some people call tent making. In other words, earn your own living so that you're not dependent on a flock or a congregation that gives you money and then dictate to you on all sorts of levels. So, a recap. First of all, I've gone through a lot of songs in this teaching and the previous teaching. There are a few more songs on the website. I don't have time to cover all of those in the 50-minute time slot that I have. Refer you again to the collection of songs at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Hover your mouse over the home button in the top left-hand corner, and behind that you will find a number of important documents, one of which is called Recommended Worship. And then remember that a friend worships at every possible opportunity. Only worshiping when you go to church or assembly or synagogue or mosque or whatever one time a week is not going to cut it if you want to become a friend. If you want to become a friend, you need to worship all the time. As I've said, I have a CD in my car which plays pretty much all the time that I'm driving if I'm not on the phone. I have a set of the songs on my mobile phone and the earphones that I hang around my neck while I'm at work, and whenever I don't need to concentrate fully, I put the earphones in and I listen to the songs. If I go to the bathroom, I listen to the songs, even if it's only for a minute at a time, so that whenever I have a moment, I'm singing these words, singing these songs. At home, I have a little hi-fi on my desk where I play these songs, except when I'm on a call with somebody. And I leave the songs playing in my mobile phone and the earphones right through the night. So Father has something to listen to that's pleasing to him. I try and make my home and my dwelling a place where Father wants to be. To repeat the previous messages, there are four key documents behind the home tab on the top left-hand corner of the website. The first one is the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you, sets the scene for a lot of this message. Then the second message, seven components in drawing close to the Creator. Very, very important. If you're serious about serving Him, I strongly recommend that you download this these two documents, read them prayerfully, pray the prayers you find there, put the processes you find there into practice. And if you take all of that and apply it regularly and consistently for a period of 2 years or so, you will find that your life has changed dramatically. Say again, this is not a click your fingers experience. It's something that requires work. If you want to sit on a high throne with Father for eternity, you are going to have to work at it in this life. Next article, Creator's Name, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, a whole analysis of the true names and how the name of Yah permeates the history of people who have served Him. Where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? Important reading, written about 15 years ago, but a very important message. All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org behind the homepage menu tab. Then books of teachings and the mailing list are available. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's J-A-M-E-S @endtimeissueministries.org. And then visit the website. There's a whole lot of other information. So in closing, I thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage and I will answer them at the next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list, james@endtimeissueministries.org. I'm compiling a collection of my writings. Email me if you would like to obtain a copy. There's a number of volumes, PDFs, which I can send you. The first volume contains what I regard as my most important writings to date. I would recommend them for your consideration. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will more deeply explore how to become a friend of the Creator. I cannot say enough. Father wants to be your friend. He wants to be engaged with every part of your life. He wants you to engage deeply with Him. This is not about not having a meaningful, effective life, enjoyable life. It's just about reprioritizing how you live your life from a point of view of where do you want to spend your time for eternity. Do you want to be on a high throne, in a place of high esteem and high responsibility, or do you want to be in the outer darkness or with the foolish virgins or the adulterous wives, doing nothing effective for the rest of eternity? That's all. Thank you so much. Good night. Father, I